The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Welcome to the latest edition of The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. We are continuing our focus on major residential estates in South Africa this week. In this episode, I'm speaking to an Olympic gold medal winning swimmer. No, we've not changed the series to a sports podcast. You may have guessed it, we have none other than Rek Nyatlung on the podcast today. Who can forget South Africa beating the US to gold in the 4x100 meter freestyle relay final at the 2004 Olympics? Well, over the past several years, Rake has been a shareholder and marketing director of Valdevie Estate in the Cape Winelands. The sprawling estate that includes Pearl Valley is rated as one of South Africa's top estates. He joins us now to give us the latest on development there. Welcome to the Property Pod, Rake.
Asrin, thank you for having me.
To start off, how long have you been part of the Valdevie development team, Rake? And share some thoughts and highlights of your time there.
Yes, Ren, I have been involved now for just over a decade. At the time, really for the last, I think, 6 years, really flew by when we bought Pearl Valley and the land that was supposed to be Pearl Valley Phase 2. We bought that in 2014. And since then, things just really took off. So the first few years was very slow, just after the global credit crunch, where I think the year that I joined, we sold one developer stand the whole year. So it was quite tough times, but it was also a good time to start. After I got my degree at the University of Arizona in America, I worked in commercial real estate development for 3 years. And so when I met Martin, who was one of the first five employees at Atterbury in the early 2000s, we really connected, and we had this kind of shared, you know, passion and background in commercial real estate development. And I just fell in love with Valdevie. It was very early days then. There were, I think, 28 homes. Today, we've got just under 2,000 homes. And but I really bought into his vision. And like I said, the first few years was quite slow going. And, you know, people actually warned me and said, you know, they don't think Valdevie is going to make it. It was in a time where estates like Gardner Ross and which is now Copperleaf, there was quite a few estates that went bust in those days. But you know, I think there's a few things that pulled Valdevie through, and we started winning awards here in about 2014. The market picked up, and we literally haven't looked back since. So some of the milestones, I think we won our first international property award. So it was in Dubai. We won the safest home in Africa award, which was a big game changer for us. You know, security is by far our biggest focus, and all the buyers is looking for that. When we bought when we bought the land from Standard Bank, which was going to be Pearl Valley Phase 2, then we started to develop that in about 2015. We bought Pearl Valley 2015, and yeah, we've been very fortunate. You know, I think the last year has just been incredible as well. Obviously, there was a lot of uncertainty during lockdown when we don't know which way it was going to go. But I think our repositioning as a wellness estate has proved extremely fortuitous for us. You know, the looting that happened in the rest of the country and the crumbling, you know, municipal infrastructure has really pushed people to this part of the country. And we've been fortunate enough to, you know, to really benefit on that. And then also just want to say that, you know, I think everybody is looking, there's a lot of people looking to leave the country, but it's at least 20% of our inquiries and our buyers are coming from people either, you know, returning after 10 or more years overseas, or international people that have never lived in South Africa that are moving here. So that's always a light point and a positive sign that despite all the doom and gloom in the local market, that people still want to move here.
Just on that, you know, it is a Western Cape. It has a strong allure factor with international buyers. So it's not something new, but it's good to hear that interest is still strong for Valdevie. What are some of the key components of the estate? I know Polo is one of your features.
The pillars that make up the Valdevie brand, like I said, security is by far the number one most important, you know, factor for people. Then we have a very strong, like a lifestyle component. That's where the Polo comes in. We've got the Jack Nicklaus signature golf course at Pearl Valley. That is a, like another, you know, very big attraction. We host the APSA Cape Epic Grand Finale now for 5 years. So we're in the heart of the Cape Winelands, between the tourist attractions of Franschhoek and Stellenbosch and Paarl. Got all the wine farms here in the area, the mountain biking trails. So from a positioning point of view, we're, you know, 35 minutes from Cape Town, about half an hour from the, from Cape Town International Airport. So that's been, you know, that's been great. Like I said, we rebranded and repositioned the estate as a wellness estate in 2018, 2019. And in this COVID world, that is really what people are looking for. You know, it's one thing to go to a spa for a week, but how do you live that type of lifestyle for, you know, for the whole year? So that's what we do. We've got all the medical facilities, incredible, you know, fitness facilities. We've got a wellness farm that produces vegetables and fruit for the restaurants and for the residents. We've got two delis. We've got five restaurants. So really, offering that all within the security perimeter of the estate with this incredible location has been very good. When I say that, you know, in the last 12 months, I think we're standing on about 2.5 billion rands worth of sales. So that includes resales. But it just shows you how strong the market is. As we, you know, as I'm speaking to you today, there's not a single house available for rent on this estate with just under 2,000 properties. So it just shows you the demand of people wanting to come live here. So obviously that causes a lot of price increases and, you know, and capital growth. So you, in a sense, you're growing out of your market, you know, a little bit. But we've seen since last year, this time, about 35% of capital growth in some of, you know, the properties and the homes on land. It's even more than that. So, yeah, it's been good. Like, you know, we talk about a perfect storm. All these factors, you know, playing into it now with interest rates up a little bit. We'll see how that affects it. But it's been a good, let's say, 18 to 24 months.
What are the latest developments at the estate? I see in your latest media statement, there's mention of plans around the third phase of your joint venture with Amdek around the Evergreen Retirement brand launching in the new year.
So we have just launched our luxury suites of our Evergreen Retirement Village, which is we're going to do about 200 suites. So, you know, luxury apartment living. We've got 137 completed homes that have all been sold. Actually, we've just got one house left available in the Evergreen Retirement Village. We're building 60 homes that will be completed in March. And then the apartments. So we've got four sizes starting from about 44 squares going up to, I think, about 68 squares. And I think the beauty about the Valdevie area of Green, you know, Village is that it's in the heart of the estate. So it's not in a corner somewhere where the retired people live. You're literally in the heart. We're seeing the whole concept of multi-generational living, where the grandkids is, you know, very close to the grandparents. And I think the retired people, they're really part of the community. They go to the same, you know, Fit 45 classes, they in the equestrian club, they're in the golf club, they're part of the wine clubs, you know, so really a very active retirement, and it's proven to be also very successful and in high demand. It is on a life right basis, but the people that have bought into this concept, they are our biggest ambassadors. We've got a few more homes to build. Like I said, we've got 60 homes that will be completed in March, but I think the Paarl Franschhoek Valley is very quickly becoming a hub for retirement.
Rick, Just overall, there's so many components of the Valdevie estate. Do you have a ballpark figure of development that's taken place at Valdevie since its initial establishment?
We estimate about 1.5 billion rands worth of infrastructure, you know, that have gone in. Let's say bulk infrastructure, and then in the facilities as well. And we're looking at about just under 2 billion rand of all the homes. So we've got about, 1,800 units. The average house price is about 10 million rand. And so we're looking at about 3 billion in total.
What makes Valdevie so special?
Yes, sir. And I think it's a combination of incredible vision that was displayed in the, you know, in the early days. You know, there's not a lot of land that could be acquired. This used to be an old mine quarry that was turned into this beautiful estate. So really bringing, you know, life back into this land that was mined. Obviously, all the facilities, I think what makes us different is that it's all authentic. We have one of the biggest polo clubs in Africa. The golf club is obviously very well supported. So everything that we do, you know, the wine cellar exports, it's one of the biggest exporters of wine to the Far East. So everything that we do is really authentic. I think our heart for the community, over the last 4 years, the Valdevie Foundation has donated over 30 million rand to 40 different projects and different programs here in the valley. And there's about 17,000 people that work on a monthly basis on the estate. Those are contractors, people that are employed here permanently. So it's really changed the face of a town like Paarl, also Simondium and Franschhoek. So to really uplift the whole community, not just the people that that live on the estate, but also the general community.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. You know, you sometimes hear some negativity about estates being elitist and that sort of thing, but you hear clearly there is all the benefit that comes out. I read somewhere as well that Valdevie is the biggest ratepayer in the Drakensberg municipality as well.
Yeah, I think that just, you know, that's just another factor. I think we're looking at about 150 million rand a year in rates and taxes to the local municipalities. So, and that enables lots of development and upliftment of the whole municipality. So we are very well aware that our success needs to be shared with the wider community. I think our program of donating a percentage of all sales into the foundation that uplifts the community is a system that I think most of the developers should, you know, it can do incredible good if every developer takes ownership of the immediate community around them and make sure that it's uplifted. So we're very proud of that.
Especially with the Western Cape rake, we've heard of this whole semigration trend over the years. Who are the type of investors that are buying into the state and choosing to live there? You mentioned also that around 20% is from outside South Africa. I thought it was a little bit tongue in cheek a few months ago. Valdevie sent out a press release talking about interest from KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Obviously, Gauteng will be natural, but clearly we are looking to leverage off the, you know, punting your value, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we've seen incredible interest from KZN. I think it's taking those families a little bit longer to make the move because their roots are so deep in KZN. But we had one instance where there were 10 families that all came together to move all 10 families here. So it shows you the extent of it. Mm. Our hotel in October, November, our hotel was full with people from KZN that would come for the weekend, stay here, and then pick out stands. So that's definitely been a big portion of the market. But I think the largest market at the moment for us is people moving out of Cape Town, you know, out of the city. That is just a global trend. If you look at all the big cities, in a post-COVID world, people are moving just because they don't have to go into the office every day. They work from home. trend has really benefited us as well. So people can work here. Maybe they go into the city once or twice a week, off peak times where it only takes you 35 minutes to get into town if you don't have to go at 7 o'clock in the morning. So people moving from the southern suburbs, Atlantic seaboard, and from the city bowl out here has been our biggest market. And then obviously, from Gauteng as well. So I think the Winelands is really going to benefit from it. You see some interesting developments like the Fasanta Kraal Airport. They're looking to turn that into the Lanseria of the Cape. Mm. So there's some very exciting, there's a smart city planned here in Klapmuts, which is just a very short drive from us. There's some very exciting, for the whole region, for the Cape Winelands. So, we'd like to really benefit from that. We've got the Green School, which is an international concept school that opened right outside our gates. It's exciting time for the Cape Winelands.
Lastly, Rick, before you go, how much of the estate has been developed, and give us some insight about any future developments that we can expect out of Valdevie?
The greater estate consists of just over 1,000 hectares. So it's about 2.5 units per hectare. So it's quite rural still. I think more than a third of it is green areas, parks, and lakes. We've got a few small pockets. We've got a few more apartments that we're going to launch. Our big focus is now is on the evergreen retirement. So that's where a lot of our focus is. We've got a site for the Valdevie Hotel that we are in discussions with. But I think the estate is now established. We've got one or two small pockets of land that we've recently incorporated. We've got a new development called The Acres. It's 160 units on the southern side of the estate. We've sold about about 70 of those, so that's going well. So I don't think there's a lot more development. We also bought a farm on the northern side of Parle that we'd like to develop in a little bit lower price bracket. I think our goal is just to keep on improving, to make a few small changes, to keep adding value, maybe open a few more hospitality offerings on the estate, and just to fine tune the whole wellness concept, and to really become one of the top wellness estates in the world. We believe that is where the world is moving towards. I think one dimensional estates like the old typical golf estate where it's just golf, I think the days of those estates are over. People they want more offerings, more choices. We can see that in our sales in the sales of other wellness estates across the world.
Rick, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. That was Rick Niatling, Marketing Director of Valdevie Estate in the Western Cape.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. Brought to you by Asset, South Africa's leading digital commercial property magazine. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.